Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, bottom of the Yom. Achas Almanis Yisrael, the Achas Almanis Kohanim, Ksubosim Mone. Doesn't make a difference if an Almana is Ksuba is always 100, whether she's the Almana of a Yisrael or the Almana of a Kohen. Beis Nishal Kohanim, how you go with the Besula Arba Meil Zuz, the Lomichu Biyodim Chachomim. The Kohanim considered themselves Miyuchasim, and they made a takana that their besulos get 400 zoos, not 200, double the regular ksuba. Okay, we'll see one second what the chiddush is, because you could add anything you want to the ksuba. You can demand a ksuba of $1 million. So what's the first of all, they made it a standard thing for all kohanim. Secondly, Tosus says you can write in the ksuba. Normally, there's three parts to the ksuba, the way we write a ksuba. There's the ikr ksuba, which is 200 zuz for a basula and 100 zuz for an almon or a grusha, and that's the standard. That's it, and on that we write kidechazi lechi. And if she's a basula, we write kidechazi lechi midioraisa, even though we had already the machlokas whether ksuba is the rice or not, and even though it could be that we don't paskin like ksuba is the rice or like Rameir, but lemaisa kidechazi lechi midioraisa means this is what would have been had ksuba been the rice, so this would have been the rice, right? So it's and if it is the rice, it is the rice. If you write on a ksuba of an almona kidechazi lechi midioraisa, then it could be the ksuba is possible. Because nobody holds that a ksuba of an almon is min haTorah, and then it's not chazi lechi midoraisa b'chla. So then there's the Tosefes ksuba, what the chosim wants to add. Okay, and the addition in the ksubas that we're noheg, this is called the Nachla Shiva ksuba. The Tosefes is also a set amount, right? Meya skukim. That's a Tosefes. And everybody gives Meya Skukim, whatever that is, and that's a Tosefes Ksuba. The Hosif Mindilei, old Meya Skukim. And then there's a third part to the Ksuba, which we'll get to in the later Prokim, which is the Inyan of Nichsei Malog and Nichsei Tzon Barzel, right? The Nidunya. The Chosim takes responsibility for monies that the Kala brings in to the Chasana, property that she brings in, that he either takes full responsibility for, that if she gets divorced, he'll pay her back whatever the value was at the time of the wedding, and then that's called Nichsei Tzon Barzel. She's guaranteed to get her money back one way or the other, whether it goes up or down, she always gets back what she brought into the wedding, and that basically belongs to the husband. The nechasim themselves belong to the husband, and he owes her the value of it. No matter if it goes up or down, she doesn't lose. Then that's called nechsei tzom barzel. Then there's nechsei melug, where he accepts. He eats the payroll. She still owns the body of the property, or chayfet. And if it gets worth more, it's her benefit. If it gets worth less, it's her loss, and that's called Nichsei Malug, and basically she takes what's left when she leaves the marriage, and during the marriage she still owns the body, and the husband eats the payrus. If it's land, he eats the fruit that comes from the land. If it's something to be rented out, he gets the rent, and so on. Those are the three parts of the ksuba. So the fact that you can add in the second part the Tosefes Ksuba as much as you want, that's no chiddush. But here we're talking about where they made a takana that the Iker Ksuba became more. Instead of 200 zoos, it's 400 zoos. And the Tosefes says, and they wrote in the Ksuba, and you can write in the Tidechazi Lechi, as is coming to you, because it's coming to you because of the takana. So therefore, what's it called? It was, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that you're not adding it as an addition to the ksuba, you're adding it as part of the ikur ksuba, since that was the takana of in that place, right? For those kind of people like kohanim, they had 400 zoos. But if you wrote in a regular ksuba, where there wasn't a takana, somebody stana added and he wrote to the Chazi Lechi, could be the Ksubas possible, because that's true. Right? The Chazi Lechi is 200 zuz for a Basula, not 400. Where there's a Takana, because of the Takana, you could say Chazi Lechi. Where there's no Takana, there is Machot Rishonim, whether you say the Chazi Lechi passes the Ksuba or not. Okay. That's the Chiddush over here. That they wrote, they used to collect 400 zuz, not as Tosefis Ksuba, but that they upped the Iker Ksuba to 400 zuz. And the Chacham didn't protest it, they allowed it. Okay. Rashi. Okay, Almanis Kohanim. Almana Bas Kohen. Right? Almanis Kohanim means an Almana from a Kohen family, not the Almana of a Kohen. But the Almana who comes from the, who was a Bas Kohen, right? Bas Kohen. Hayugovel Psula Bas Kohen, Kishanishis Lekohen, when a Bas Kohen would marry a Kohen, right? The Koshkin Kishanishis, and surely when she married Yisrael, because then she is, he's getting a better deal, he's getting a Bas Kohen. Even a Kohen who married a Bas Kohen gets 400 zuz. Koshkin Yisrael married a Bas Kohen, he has to give her 400 zuz to the Ksuba. Okay, Tana, the Almanas Kohanim, Ksubasa Masai. An Almana of Kohanim gets 200, double the regular. The Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says only a Basula of a Bas Kohen gets double the regular Ksuba. But a Almanas Bas Kohen gets a regular 100, just like everybody else. There were two takanos. The Mishnah reflects one of them, and the Brisa says the other takana. Okay, in other words, there was a time when there was one takana in force, and another time when there was a different takana in force. Mikara, in the beginning, takinu l'psula arameo zuze ulamana mana. The original takana, which is what our Mishnah reflects, was that they added to a basula by Bas Kohen an extra 200 zuz, and she got 400 instead of 200, and they left the Almana with 100. And Almana's Bas Kohen was 100. So the difference between a basula and an Almana by Kohanim was 4-1. And then, Kivan, the Chazu, the Mezalzel, the Bahu, when they saw that they were Mezalzel and Almanos, right, that people were not interested in marrying almanos because they said they're worth only one quarter of what a regular woman is worth. So they're mezalzel in the almanos, tekinu l'mason. So they upped the ksuba of bas kohanim of an almana to 200. So the ratio was still 2-1. As a regular bas Yisrael is 200-100, here was 400-200. Even the chaz of the kaparsha minayu. After that, they saw that they said, you know, what's kedai to marry an almana who's a bas kohen and have to give her 200 zuz for the ksuba? I could marry a full fledged besula who's a bas Yisrael and have to pay her 200. So why in the world should I marry a almana bas kohen and have to give her the same ksuba that I could give a besula if she's a bas Yisrael? So now they weren't mezalzel anymore. They just didn't marry almanas altogether. It got worse than it was in the beginning. Right, the Amri, they said, Adim the Nasiva and Almanas Kohanim, Nezel Nesid Basula Bas Yisrael. So Adrinal and Messiah. So then they made another Takana and put it back to the original. The original was that an Almanas Bas Kohen gets 100, right, and the, even though the Basula Bas Kohen got 400. Okay. So the Mishnah reflects the Takana, the original Takana, and what it went to back to after they tried the second takana, and the Brisa reflects what the time when they had the second takana enforced. Rashi the Mezalzel with Almanas Kalos Beinayim Lo Tzion Mitnei Shekshubasim Muetis. Right, it was easy to divorce if you married an Almanas Bas Kohen. Relatively, the ksuba was very cheap because it was one quarter of what the ksuba was if you married a Bas Kohen as a Basula. So then they made 200 for an Almana of Bas Kohen. The Gnai Hoyelohen. Yafavish Almanas Yisrael, no Miksubasan Mana. I Lechora, it's no less than the Mana of the Ksuba of a Bas Yisrael. So why are they Mizalzo? Why was it easier to divorce a Bas Kohen with 100 then it was easier to divorce a Bas Yisrael with 100, both 100. Mi o kohanim chashivi tvei u ginai lohem gerushi binosem yosem Yisrael. Right? Since kohanim are more chashiv, and it was a bigger ginai for them, to, for their daughters to get divorced. Say nechanami. It was just as easy for a guy to divorce his wife if she was an almona Yisrael. But it wasn't as much of a ginai as it was for kohanim. So since it was easy to get divorced, and it was a ginai, that's why they upped the bas kohanim. Okay. Beis din shel kohanim. Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Lo beis din shel kohanim bevad. Omru. El afilu mishpochos hamiyuchosos b'Yisrael. Imratzu lasos kedera sha kohanim osim osim. Slav dafke kohanim. But any group that are miyuchosim, right? They have a good family lineage, and they want to make a takana for their family, that if you get married with their family, you have to give a bigger ksuba, it's covered for the family. They can do that, right? And again, anybody can do it stam, if you want. They want to have extra ksuba. They got to do it as Tosefis ksuba, right? Where they say that this is the ikra ksuba, and this is the addition. But to put it as part of the ikra ksuba, that you need that there's a takana at least. And the takana doesn't have to be dafka for kohanim; it could be for any mishpachos miyuchasos. Meisvei harotzal asos kederes shakohanim osim kigom bas Yisrael akohen ubas kohen liYisrael osim. Right? It says that anybody who wants to do like the kohanim, right, for their daughters can do it, but it's only a bas Yisrael akohen, a bas Yisrael marries a kohen, or a bas kohen marries Yisrael. But mashma, bas Yisrael, the marriage of Yisrael, there you can't make this, you can't up the ksuba. Even though they're miuchasos, even though the family is a special family, but if we're not talking a kohanim at all, there's no kahuna involved at all. Not marrying a kohen, they're not the daughter of a kohen, then you can't do this. And here we said anybody can do it, as long as they're mishpachos miuchasos. Where it says, Bas Yisrael Akoin, Bas Koin Yisrael who di ikat sat kahuna. Ava Bas Yisrael Yisrael lo. Mashma, that it's limited, that there has to be some kahuna involved. Either you're marrying a Kohen or you're the daughter of a Kohen, but stam, where there's no kahuna involved at all. So Bas Yisrael to Yisrael, there's no inyan of adding to the ksuba in the ksuba itself. Versus no. Lomi boye kohamer. It's telling me a chiddush, even the case where there's kahuna. Lo mi boya bas Yisrael Yisrael de lo motzi omer lo iluya koimalina lo, right? Vaya bas Yisrael to a Yisrael where there's no kahuna involved, the guy can't say, why should I give you a bigger ksuba? You're lucky to have gotten me, right? A kohen can say that to his wife, right? You're lucky I'm bringing you into the kahuna, right? Into a mishpach of kohanim. But a regular Yisrael can't say that. So since he can't say that, we understand that if she wants to be omed and have a higher ksuba, she could have a higher ksuba. Because he can't counter that with, why do you need a higher ksuba for? Just marrying me is an ilui for you. Aval bas Yisrael a kohen. But if a bas Yisrael marries a kohen, the motzi omer lo iluya kumalina lo. Right? Why should I give you a bigger ksuba? Just marrying me is a maila for you. Right? Emalo. There I might think that she can't demand more of a ksuba and count it as the ksuba itself. Kamashwan, even a bas Yisrael a kohen, they can make a takon that she gets a bigger ksuba. But surely a bas Yisrael to Yisrael can also do it. It's not that only these cases, even these cases. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. Just learn the next Mishnah and then we'll go with new sugya on Sunday. Hanosia soisha, velo motzala besulin. Okay, person marries a besula, or he thinks that she was a besula. He assumes that she's a besula, and they didn't find that she's a besula. He omeres misheras, and there's two ways of that. We had before that even pesach pasuach is enough of a vadai to taina that she wasn't a besula. And surely if he didn't find damim and she's not from a family that doesn't have damim, or she's not a bogeris or whatever, that's even more of a taina. Because pesach pasuach could be making a mistake. But dam, either there was dam or there was no dam. So either way, he found out she's not a besula. He omeres mishe rastani nenasti. She says, you're right, I wasn't a besula. but I was raped after we got married, after the Erusin, before the Nisuin. So Vinishtaf Chosodei, it's your bad luck. Your field was inundated and was washed away. And therefore, what's it called? It's your tough luck, and you have to give me 200 zoos. Because when you married me, I was a basula. And the fact that I was raped is not my fault. It's your fault, because your mazel, you had bad mazel, that your wife got raped. And therefore, you still owe me 200. Who omer loki, ala ad shalo erestich. Behoye meki mekatos. Maybe you were raped, but it was before we got married. And when we got married, you knew you weren't a basula, and you presented yourself as a basula, and it's a mekatos, and therefore, either, we've had before, either you get nothing, right, if he wasn't makir, right, according to the Rabbanan, he gets nothing, or, what's it called, he gets 100. Ram Gamliel v'Reb Elezer omrim nemenes. Ram Gamliel and Reb Elezer say that she's believed. To say, see, when first second the Gemara, why is she believed over him? Could be because she says for sure I know when it happened. He doesn't know; he's just speculating. So he's Bari and she's a Shema, and Bari the Shema, Bari Adif. That's one possibility. That's what Gemara is going to discuss. She's for sure; he's not for sure. He can't say for sure that she was raped before. She's saying I know exactly when it happened, so we believe her. Rabbi Yeshua Omer lo mipi anuchai, right? We don't need her to know that she wasn't a basula. He's telling us that she wasn't a basula, and we believe him that she wasn't a basula. Now she wants to clarify when it happened. Who said we should believe her? Right? She wants to take money away from him. So Moshe Mechaver, all right, you want your ksuba of 200, right? I'm not going to give you more than 100, or according to the other pshat, I'll give you nothing. Because I say that maybe it happened before you got married, and therefore I don't owe you more than 100, or even maybe nothing. And I'm also mechaver of
harayah. If he believes or not, is a mekachos.
No, because maybe when he married her, right, she was okay. It's his bad luck that caused the. If when she got married, she was a basula, it's not a mekachos, right? Something happened after the erusin, right, before the nisuin. That's what it says. It's your bad luck. And so Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we don't need her, right, to ascertain whether she was a basula or not. We know that without her, because without her admission, because the husband says pesach basuach, or there wasn't no dam, and that he's believed. Yeah. Ela harezu becheskes beula ad shelo tisaris. We assume that she was not a basula when she got married. He tossed her and she fooled him. You want to collect extra money from him, prove it. So that's the machlokas. Machlokas is, do we say, Bari Vishema, Bari Adif? She's sure, he's not sure. So she wins. Or no, because she wants to take away from him, he wins. That's the shot. That, Gemara's going to say, it's not like that, but then I say, that's what it seems like. Mishnah. Nemenes, Kosolka Daita, we shouldn't be Bori Vishem Bori Adif. Rashi says, what I told you, that we think that the reason is because Bori Vishem Bori Adif, the Gemara in the end is going to say that's not necessarily the reason. Harezu Becheska, Shenivila Achla Tesaris, Vitasa. Right? Since there's a Cheskas moment over here, so we put her on the Chazaka that she doesn't deserve the money until she can prove that she does. That's the mission. Okay, up to the Gemara on Yud Beis on the base. Itmar. Moneh li biyodcha. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. The halal omer eini yodea. And Shimon says, I don't know. Tosa says, it doesn't mean I don't know if I paid you. I don't know if I ever borrowed the money from you. Because the halacha is, if somebody's mode that he owes the money, he's just not sure if he paid, he's chayav to pay. But here the whole shaila is whether was there ever halva. I'm not sure bechlau whether there was a halva to begin with. So this one is bar, you owe me $100, and the other one's a shema. Maybe not. I don't remember ever borrowing money from you. But he doesn't know for sure that he didn't. Rav Yehuda v'Rav Huna amrei chayiv. Yehuda and Rav Huna say bari the shema bari adif, and since what's it called, and you can even be motzi mamon with the bari, and therefore he's chayiv to pay. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan Amrei Potter. And Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan holds Potter. That they go after the Chazaka and Motzim Mechaber of Araya. You have any Rayas, you have a Bori, I'm not sure. You want to collect from me, prove it. Bring witnesses or whatever that you loan me the money. Rav Hun of Rav Yehud Amri Chayiv, Bori Vishem, Bori Yodith. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan Amri Potter, Oki Mamona Becheskes Mori. Right, Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna go after the Bori more than the Shema, and the Bori wins. Right, and the Svarim speak out. There's a few Tanoim over here. First of all, they ask, why don't we believe the guy who says Shema with a Migo that he could have said Bori? So one answer is very simple: we do believe Migo, and we believe you that you're a Shema, but that doesn't make you more than a Shema. We believe you don't know. And now it still remains that we believe you that you don't know, and the other one knows for sure. So still, Bari Vashem, Bari Odeh. That answer doesn't work according to all the different ways of how you understand Migu. Right? Migu could be not a Birur. If it's a Birur, then what we just said makes sense. In other words, believe me that I'm saying what I'm saying, because I could have said something better. So we believe you what you're saying. But there's another way of learning Migu, that it's a Schusa Taina, meaning whatever I could have Tainid, that's part of the potential power that I have. So we give you the power of what you could have tied it. If that's the case, then we could give you the power of the Bori. Not just that we believe you that you're a Shema. So, in those situations, they'd say it like this, that it's not just the Bori the Shema over here, but basically the idea is that aside from the Bori Veshema, there's not a Chazaka. What is there over here? Besides the Bori Veshema, there's also the fact is that the Shema over here is a negative thing, because there's what's called a Shema Tov and a Shema Garua. Right. The Shema Tov means I didn't have to know about this. I don't know, not because I should have known, but it's impossible to know. That kind of case, it could be Bori Veshema. Bori is not Odif. The Shema over here is you borrowed money from somebody, you should remember. The fact that you don't remember is a Reyesa in your time. Right? If you would know first, if you wouldn't have borrowed money from the guy, you would have remember. The fact that you don't remember is a little bit of a Raya that you probably do owe it. Because if you didn't owe it, you would know for sure. So that's called a Shema Garua. So it's not just that the Bori wins out. There's something wrong with your Taina too. And therefore the Migu can't help. In any case, that's one thing. And that also leads to this idea of what's it called? Of Bori, Shema Garua and Shema. Sometimes Bori Vishema. The Bori won't win out, because the Shema is not a. There's no weakness in the Taina because of the Shema, because there's no way you could have known. Something that's in a Metzius, there's no way you could know. Not that you should have known. Okay. Another thing over here with the Bori Vishema is that Lechora on the other side, how could you, what's it called? Okay, we'll get to that in a second, the Miku. Okay, in any case, so now we have now Bori Vishema. Either the Bori wins over the Shema, or a Bori Vishema isn't strong enough to take away from a Chazaka. Okay. Omer le Abaye le Rav Yosef. See the Gemara, the Rashi here. Chayiv le Shalim, Potim le Shalim, Umikomako, Mashbiyin le Shvuas Heses. However, Rashi says there's a Shvua Takon de Rabbon and Shvuas Heses, that if somebody is Kofer Hakol, if he would have said, I don't know you at all, he'd still have to take a Shvua. Shvuas Heses. Shekain hub kidvorav, Shein yodeh shu chayiv le. He has to take a shvua, not that he doesn't know him. He has to take a shvua that he doesn't really know. He's not saying he doesn't know, right? And he really does know that he does owe him the money. Just as much as if he would say for sure he doesn't owe, he'd have to take a shvua that says that he doesn't know him. That's a shvua de rabbanan. Because min haTorah, only a modu b'miktzas has to take a shvua. A kofer hakol doesn't take any shvua. So shvua says is a shvua de rabbanan. Okay. Omer le Abaye le Rav Yosef. Hod Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda de Shmuel hi. That which Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna said, that Bori Vishema, Bori Adif, really comes from Shmuel, the Snan, right? Hoysam Uberis. Woman was pregnant, and they asked her, who's the father over here? Is this child kosher or not kosher? And she says, Me'ish Ploni v'Kohenu, that is from this person, and he's a Kohen, meaning he's kosher. Right? He's a 100% kosher person. He's not somebody would create a mamzer. He's not a mamzer. He's not somebody who's usher to me, like my brother or whatever. She's an unmarried woman. And she got pregnant. So we want to know who the father is. Right? So she says that, what's it called, that the child's kosher. Ram Gamliel and Rebbe Lezer omrim nemenes. Rebbe Lezer and Ram Gamliel hold that she's believed. Right? No reason not to believe her. And she's believed. The Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halacha Rav Gamliel. And Shmuel said, the Halacha is like Rav Gamliel. So here it's a case of Bari Vashem. Right? She says, for sure, I know who the father is. We don't know who the father is. Right? We're just Mesopic. Maybe he's apostle. So she's Bari, and anybody who has any Taina Keneged is only a Shem. I mean, we don't know who the father is. So Bari Vashem, her Bari can identify the child. Omer le Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda said to Rav Yehuda, Shinina, that's it called. Amras lon mishmei de Shmuel halacha kram gamliel, afari shalma. He said that not only was the halacha like Shmuel, in like Ram Gamliel, in this case, but even bar Rishona, my afari shalma, which case of Rishona, afagav de ikalameimer oki mamona v'cheskes morei, omram gamliel bari odif. Right over there, by the Rishona was in our Mishnah. The Ram Gamliel, Rav Elazar, Omrin Nemenes. Which case is that? Right, he Nosias Aisha v'lo Motzla Besulim. He Omeres Misher Astani Nenosti. I was raped after the Erusin. So therefore, from the time that you were married to me, even though there's no Chiyuv of Ksuba by Anarusa, but Lemaisa, when I married you, that's when the Chiyuvim of Ksuba began. When the Nisuan will take place. And therefore, if something happened after the Erusin, it's the husband's mazel that was gori. Right? He omeris Misher Astani Nenasti Venestav Chasadeu, but who omer Loki Ad Shaloe Rastich, and she tie, and he tines, no, it happened before, but he's only a Shema, he doesn't know when it happened. She's tining Bori, I know for sure I was raped after the Erusin. He says, maybe not, maybe before, he's only a Shema. Right? So who do we believe? Ram Gamliel and Rav Elazar Omrim Nema. She's believed. Bari Veshema, Bari Yodit. So not only did Rav Yehuda say the halacha is like Shmuel in the case where there's no chazaka keneged. Right? We have no chazaka keneged her Bari. She's saying the child is kosher. We're saying maybe it's not kosher. Maybe there's somebody who lived with you is usher to you. It's possible to you. It's possible to kahuna, whatever it may be. So the child is either possible to kahuna or is possible to kahal. We don't know. But there's no chazaka here at all. So that's where Ram Gamliel said that she's believed. And not only that, even in the first case, where there's a chazaka, there's a cheskas mama, right? He is holding the money of the ksuba. And she wants to take that money away from him. And we say, Ram Gamliel said she's believed. Because she's a Bori. So you see, even Keneged Chazaka, Bori is believed. Okay. Halacha Rav Yehuda, Omer Leir of Shmuel by Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Shinina, Amras Lam, Mishmei de Shmuel, Halacha Rav Gamliel, Aparishona. Mor says, my Aparishona. Afa Gav de Ika Lememer, Oki Mamona Becheses Mori. Even though in the case of our Mishnah, where Ram Gamliel said that she gets her 200 zoos, Ksuba, because she's Bori of what happened, that happened after the Erusin, and he's only a Suffolk, even though we could say, put the money where it is, by the husband, and she wants to take it, Motsimachev, alright. No, the Bori wins, even Keneged Cheskas Mama. Right? Omer Agamliel Bori Odith, even where there's a Cheskas Mama, and Keneged the Bori wins. Right? Rashi. The Kohen who? Kalomar miyuchasu, he's kosher. Okay, afarishona gabi tvias ksuba. Even in the case of our Mishnah, where she is claiming her ksuba with a bori that what happened after the erusin, and he's only a shema. Maybe it happened before. Oki ksuba cheskasa cheskasabal. Lemaisa, who's holding the money for the ksuba? The husband. She wants to be motzi from his chazaka. So why don't we say amotzi chazaka? Right. Elamai, the bori is so strong that it can take away from a chazaka. Hachi nami gabi mona li biyadcha ikala meimer nami oki mamona becheskes mori upater. Right. So same thing over here. We'll see. This is really going on the next piece. Mori says lemer of Yehuda Rav Huna damrik Rav Gamliel, Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, right? Who said that what's it called chayiv in the case of mona li biyadcha? And the other guy says, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't remember if I borrowed money from you or not. Bari v'shema and bari odif. So you see that they hold, what's it called, that they hold like Ram Gamliel. Because what's it called, Ram Gamliel holds, even Keneged Chazak in our Mishnah, where the woman takes the ksuba away from the husband, the money for the ksuba, because of her bari, same thing over here. The malva takes the money from the lova against the chazaka, right, what's it called, even though he's the one who's holding the money, the lova, but he has to pay because of the bari. So lechora, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda said their din like Rav Gamliel. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochan, Damrik Rav Yeshua, and Rav Nachman, Rav Yochan, who say that what's it called that he's potter, hold like Rav Yeshua in the Mishnah. And Rav, what does Rav Yeshua say? Lo mi pio anu chaim. We don't believe her. She can't take away the money ksuva, but the what's it called? The money remains with the muchzik, with the husband, until she can prove it. So bari is not odif. The bari can't take away the money from the cheskas, the chazak of the person who's holding it. So Mar says no. So it comes out that the machlokas amorayim is machlokas tanoim, that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Nachman hold like Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yehuda hold like Ram Gamliel. Mar says no. Amar lechor Rabbi Nachman, ano da amri afilu k'Ram Gamliel. Rabbi Nachman says I can hold even like Ram Gamliel. I can agree with Ram Gamliel in his case that the bori is wins, but not in my case. Why? Ad kan lo kamar Rav Gamliel hasam eladika miku. Over there, the woman has something else besides the bori. She also has a miku. Why? She could have said miku mukaseitzani. She didn't have to say mishe rastani nenasti. I was raped after the erusin. She could have said, "You're right. I'm not a basula, but I'm a mukaseitz," which is less embarrassing, right? To be a mukaseitz, and therefore, what's it called? She would rather tie in such a tina. She didn't say mukaseitzani. Now, even though there's a klal of migu lahotzi lo amrinan, we don't say a migu to take away money. So how could the migu be the reason? But here, the main thing is the bari, right? The bari is strong. With a migu, even though the migu itself wouldn't help, but the bari with a migu, both of them help together. Even though neither one by itself, according to Rav Nachman, would help. Avohacha, my migu ika. But in the case of what's it called, of money li biyadcha, Rav Nachman's case, where's the amiku? So Ram Gamliel, what's it called, says that she's believed in the Mishnah because she has a migu. But in my case, of money li biyadcha, there is no migu, and a bori by itself can't win, can't go against a mukhsa. Inami, or you could say the other way. Ad kan lo koma Ram Gamliel hasam eladamrin ok mich achazaka. When did Rav Gamliel say his halacha that what's it called that she's Naaman because there's a chazaka along with her bari? What chazaka? That she was born a basula, so mastama she became a non basula at the latest point possible. If you want to know, did you become a baula after the erison or before? We give her a cheskas haguf that she wasn't a baula till the last minute. Right, she was born a basula, mislama she remained a basula till the last time. But declaring when it happened, we have to say it happened as late as possible. Avohacha, my chazaka is lahai. But over here, there's no chazaka, right? That the bori should win. Just the opposite. There's a cheskas mamon keneged. Rashi. Ela deika migu. What's the migu? Instead of saying Misherastani Nenasti and having the busha of being raped, she could have said that it was an accident. What's it called? It was a mukaseitz. The amrina migu. The boy taina taina ma'alya samehach. We say migu that believe me when with this taina, because if I was lying, I could have said a better taina. Like that's one way of learning migu. Migu is a birur. It's mavar that you're telling the truth. The other way of migu is sometimes it can't be a birur, but we give you the schus that you could have timed it. Now, your power in this case includes this possible taina, even though you didn't time it. So since you could have tainted that taina, we give you the benefit of that taina as if you had. Gongabi Mishra Stani Nasti Havi Taina Mukasaitsani Taina Malyasa. Keneged the taina of Mishra Irastani Nenasti, which he's tainting, it would have been a better taina for her to say Mukasaits. The Lo Posla Nafsha Mikahuna. Also because, first of all, it's not as embarrassing. Secondly, because she wouldn't have passed herself from the kahuna. Because if she was raped, she's also to a kohen. If it was mukaseit, she's kosher to a kohen. Right? But even if she's already passed to a kohen, they say the migu still would work. The ka'amra ne'nasti misharastani, the ka'mifsal nafsha, the eishis yisrael shenensa asura lekohen. Shmami noa kushta kamra. The gabi hi omeris mukaseitzani, right? L'chora, when she tain is mukaseitzani, what's the migu over there? Right, boya amra mukaseitzani tachtecha, the Islam mason, the ka'amra mukaseitzani kodem lechein, the ain li elamana. Over here is also a migu. If I was lying, she's tining mukaseitz from the beginning. She could have said I was a mukaseitz after the erusin, and I'll get 200. And what's it called? She's tining that she's a mukaseitz from the beginning. She agrees it happened before, but if it happened before, if she wanted to lie, she should have said a better time and got 200. In the case of mana, what's the case of mana? Mana li biyodcha, right? My migo equal to lehemne. There's no migo along with the bori. So a bori alone doesn't win against the chazaka. Hilka choki mamona becheskes mori. Okma chazaka misapkelo an ashas erison ibesula havi v'nishtabid lola masayim ibula havi. Right. What's the chazak over here that goes together with her bori against the cheskes mamam? That chazak is the following. We're not sure, right, when she had erusin, was she still a basula or not? That's a shaila. Was she still a basula at erusin or not? Right? Mihamidi shal cheskosa. Ubasula nolda. She has a cheskes haguf. She was born a basula. So we assume that she didn't become that status didn't change till the last time. We're not sure. Did your status change at this moment? Mustamanat put on a chazaka that she was a besula till that last moment. The hachash to who this nice the achareirison, and therefore she has a cheskes haguf with a bari that helps keneged a cheskes mama, but where there's no migu or no cheskes haguf supporting the bari. Even though either of them by itself wouldn't take money away from somebody, but a bari plus a migu, a bari plus a cheskes haguf would be enough to take away. But if you have a bari without either of those, then like our case of mana libiyodcha, there the bari can't take away from a chazaka. My chazaka is lay toveya denok mi achazaki ligvos hilkach zir boser chazaka de mamon. Right, and therefore. What's it called? We go after the chazaka. From all of this is mashma that if you had a case of bari v'shem and there was no muhzak, there was no migu and there was no what's it called cheskes haguf, but there was no muhzak either. The money was what's it called? They're tining on something that neither of them is a muhzak on, right? On a aveda that's a stam in a makom hefka or something, right? Each one's tiny, but nobody's a muhzak. Then everybody would agree bari v'shem is bari odif. The only reason that they hold that bari is not adif without some other raya is because there's a cheskes mama. But if there wouldn't be a cheskes mama, then everybody would agree that bari would be okay. That's what it seems to be here. Okay. Okay. Mora says hachinam istabra that this machlokas mandli biyodcha does not depend on the machlokas of Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua. That Rav Nachman, Rav Yochan could even hold like Rav Gamliel, because in the case of Rav Gamliel there is either a chazek cheskes haguf or a migu, which doesn't exist over here, kidekomeshaninen, right? That's mistaber that's right. That the machlokes of Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan is not dependent on what's it called Rav Nachman and Rav Huna is not dependent on the machlokes from Gamliel and Rav Yeshua, right? Mistaber that they're different. Why? Kidekomeshaninen. The Rav Nachman who the Amar Karam Gamliel, right? Because that Rav Nachman could even hold like Ram Gamliel, the Im Cain Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa, right? Because if it would be that Rav Nachman could not hold like Ram Gamliel, right? Then there would be a problem that there's a stir in halachas. The Kaimelon Hilchasa Rav Nachman Bedine. We pass on like Rav Nachman. So that means that we would paskin like Rav Nachman that Bori is low adif. Okay? Bori v'shema ain't Bori adif. You go after the Cheskos Mama. Uvaha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha gram Galil. And Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel the halacha gram Galil. Then the Mishnah Bori adif. So the stira. If the Bori of our case would be the same as Rav Gamliel, then how can you passing like Rav Gamliel and also passing Rav Nachman? Here we're passing Bori Adif, here we're passing Bori Lo Adif. Elamai, you have to say, is a difference. Then in Rav Gamliel's case, even Rav Nachman would admit that Bori Adif because there's a Migo or a Chazaka with it. In our case, there is no Migo and no Chazaka, Memela, it doesn't go against the Cheskos Morikama. Elalav, Shema Mino, Kimishanin, and Shema Mino. Elamai, it must be that the Halacha is, what's it called, like Rav Gamliel, but only in Rav Gamliel's case. But in Rav Nachman's case, even Rav Gamliel would admit that Bori is not Adif. The imkain to Rav Nachman lo misukim k'Rav Gamliel elik Rav Yeshua kashil chasuvah. If it could be that Rav Nachman can't come out like Rav Gamliel, only like Rav Yeshua, then how could the halacha be like Rav Nachman and like Rav Gamliel? Elamai, with the answer we gave to be mechalik between where you say Bori Adif or not. In Rav Nachman's case, you wouldn't say it. Rav Nachman would agree. In Rav Gamliel's case, you would say it because of the extra tainas that she has, the migu or the cheskos haguf. But here we know that she's not part of the robe because something happened to her. She admits that something happened to her, right? She said already there's something, so she already is so not part of the robe. Robe people not mukaseitz either. Right? Is that what? No, so that's yeah. So that, but the migos keneged. What's it called? The cheskos mamam. There's other dynamics over here. Other dynamics over here. Other dynamics over here.